David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
Our new morning show. This is Cap and Jay Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
With Jay Hood, Tyler Aki, J.R. Strauss, Danny Zetterman, our guy Jeff Mellor will be hosting middays today with Carm. Yerk's got the rest of the week off. I'm David Kaplan, 312-332-3776. And make sure you keep it locked on our station. Noon, you got Mike Greenberg's show. 2 o'clock, Waddle Sylvie. 6 o'clock, Black and Abdallah. And the baseball show.
I'm 20 years old. I'm working with Mike Greenberg. Mike Greenberg is an associate producer at the time, and I'm an intern down at 820, right? And he goes, Hoodie, I need you to go to Six Corners, and I need you to get me a beef. I want you to go to Ronnie Roma's and get me a beef at Six Corners. Like, I'm 20 years old. All of my knowledge as far as the city is south, southeast, west side, and northwest Indiana. I'm working on Belmont Avenue, but I have no idea where Six Corners is, even though we're working on Belmont. I don't know where it is. I don't know where to go. He gives me the address. Of course, you didn't have iPhones back then. Now you're going.
Yeah, no GPS, no Waze.
You barely had MapQuest. So, like, I see the address, and I go, I don't know where this is. So I finally find a way to get there, and I'm trying to find my way back. He asked me to get a beef and fries. It took an hour for me to go from Six Corners to Belmont because I had no idea where I was going. He goes, Hoodie, my beef is cold. What happened? My beef is cold. And I said, I said, sorry, man, long line.
Yeah. Well, but they gave it to you when it was hot. It's not that far away, Hoodie.
I said, hey, sorry, man, long line. A lot of traffic on Belmont.
Wow.
He bought it. But I was 20 years old. Like, I have no idea where I'm going north. No idea at the time. Like, Six Corners. This looks really confusing.
Yeah, like, what are you talking
about? And I finally find it out when I'm spinning around in a circle over and over again in my 84 Chevette. And people knew when I was around because they could see the smoke belching out the back of that 84 Chevette. So just like, Hoodie, my beef is cold. I don't understand what happened to my beef. It's unbelievable. The sports apocalypse is coming. But I'm better off now. But boy, no iPhone, no idea where I was going, no Rand McNally.
Yeah, no Rand McNally, no Encyclopedia Britannica online, nothing. You know that when I interviewed for the job at WGN, 1995, they narrow it to two people. It's me and Mike Greenberg.
Ah.
How about that?
Ah.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Small world. Jed Hoyer spoke on our show this morning, and Hoodie and I asked him about trying to extend the winning window that they have.
You know, I think right now, during the season, I don't see us negotiating with anyone. I mean, there's so many things going on. I think to a man, we're just trying to, you know, get through this season healthy and trying to have a great year. But that said, I mean, we hope that Ian and a number of these guys are part of this, you know, for a long time. And you know, obviously we haven't reached agreement on deals with those guys, but it doesn't mean that both sides haven't tried, and doesn't mean, you know, both sides aren't going to try again. So, yeah, I think he's a great example of a, you know, homegrown guy that we think has a great future, and certainly you'd love to extend that future.
I love, well, that's kind of a little bit of news right there, right? Mm-hmm. Trailing at the end of that conversation, there's a little news there. I'm happy for Ian Happ.
Mm-hmm.
Happy for Ian Happ because he was splitting time with Al Mora. And every time Happ gives you something defensively, something offensively, you say, boy, he seems like he's ahead of Al Mora. He's gaining on Al Mora. And then he eventually takes Al Mora's job. That's what happened.
He did. Now Al Mora's in South Bend. And, again, he's a really good guy, but deservedly so. He is struggling. Here's Jed on that exact decision that Hoodie's talking about.
We are going to option Albert Al Mora to the alternate site. You know, Albert hasn't gotten consistent at bats, and I think as a result, I think it's just been a challenge for him to, you know, to play sporadically and be able to produce. You know, I think sometimes a veteran player like a Cam Maben at this point in his career, who's used to coming off the bench and pinch hitting and playing a little bit less, I think oftentimes those players in those kind of roles fit better. And we get a chance to send Albert to the alt site, and he can get a bunch of at bats and hopefully get clicking. Cause, you know, we haven't seen, you know, what he can do this year. And in part, that's because of the playing time he's been given.
He can start some for somewhere else. You just don't want him to turn into Jorge Soler.
Correct. He'll be a part, in my opinion, this offseason. He'll be tagged in a deal. All right, we're going to take that guy, we'll give you this, and we'll put Almora in the deal with it. That's what I think happened.
He's fine. I just think that you ride the lightning bolt with Ian Happ right now. I know it's only a small sample size, but I like him. I like that he took advantage of the minutes that he was given. And if he gets a start, if he comes off the bench, I like what he's been able to do.
Unbelievable.
So I like it.
And he thinks back to it last summer when he's, you know, riding fat and happy where he's going to make the team. And all of a sudden he wakes up. He's like, wait a minute. I'm in Des Moines. And he was there for like months. They didn't mess around. Theo said, you got to be better. And since he's come back, he absolutely has been better. He's one of their best hitters this year. 312-332-3776. Mike in Valparaiso is in for our battle to see who breaks the Mitchell Trubisky, Nicholas Foles quarterback job. Hey, Mike.
Mike.
Yes. Hello.
What's up, brother?
All right, you ready?
Hey, yeah, I'm ready. Go right ahead.
All right.
All right, I will.
Help yourself.
Thank you very much.
Have at it.
Pulling the name for you, it's Jay Glazer.
That's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I like him. Yeah.
All right. Hang on.
I made a small bet on the Sox to win the division, so I'm pretty happy about that so far.
Keep rolling, Mike.
Yeah. Keep up the good work, boys.
Appreciate you. Hold on. We have one more. Vicky in North Aurora, who's a P1 of the show. Hi, Vic.
Hey, Cap. How you doing?
All good.
Welcome to our little morning family.
It's good to be here for sure. Every morning with my guy, Cap, Vicky.
We're having fun. Yeah. All right, who's Vicky
Somebody's
getting?
Somebody's got to keep him in line. Yeah, who's like that?
There's another one.
It's in my contract, Vicky.
Keep Cap in line.
Yeah, exactly. It can't be my job all the time, you know, so I'm glad. It takes a little pressure off me.
That's it.
All right, Vicky, I'm going to pull the name, and the name I have here is it's Jeff Dickerson.
JD.
Oh, I like JD.
Nice.
I like JD. Cool.
All right, hang on, Vicky.
Yep. I sure will. Thanks, guys. Have a
Thanks
great day.
For always listening.
Lou Malnati's pie is on the line.
There you go.
Oh, it's a delicious
Lou I want to hear Danny play the breaking news sounder and JD call in so Vicky wins. And JD goes, guys, the Bears will be starting so-and-so.
There you go. Hopefully that will be the case.
Yep. We'll
so we still have a few more before we're done here at 10 o'clock.
No question about it.
How about the Sox yesterday, huh? Watch the Sox game, invested because I'm feeling good, riding high from game one. Game two, not so much. Like, I thought that Keuchel hung in there, but it wasn't impressive. So back-to-back outings against a really strong team, Cap, in the Twins. And Giolito hung in there. But here's the issue. My God. At some point, you're going to have to let your starters ride a little bit in the 60 games. Again, it's 60 games.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how many times are we going to start see Cordero out there? Now, to me...
Boy, he's using him a lot.
I mean, it just seems like it's just been a ton. It's important for the White Sox to be able to beat someone like the Twins because last year the Sox were 6-13 against the Twins. Before that, 7-12, 7-12 in 2017, 12-7 in 2016, and in 15, 6-13. They have been the rock in my shoe. They have been the thorn in my side. This is going to be an uphill climb even today because it's Lopez on the mound. Babyface Lopez isn't very good. He's a kid that's learning just like Cease and Dunning.
And it's Berríos for them, right?
I believe it is. I'm a little afraid. Like, I have more of a good feeling for Dunning than I do for Lopez.
Yeah, Lopez, he ends up as a bullpen arm for me.
See, this would have been a nice start for Gio Gonzalez if he wasn't on the IL. I'll take a bullpen game over Lopez. I just will. He's got to throw first pitch strikes. Let's go.
He's got good stuff.
God, don't be don't be an American League team where everything's ball one, ball two, and every game's 3.5 hours. Maybe, you know, move a little quicker and give me first pitch strikes. Let's go.
He was good against the Cubs, I'll tell you that. Tony on the north side. What's up, Sparkles?
What's up, guys? What's up, Jay Hood?
What's up, Tone?
Quick question, man. Rather an observation. Jay Hood, I know you're a diehard Sox fan. Can you explain to me what's the reasoning behind Renteria leaving, not only bringing in Cordero, but then bringing him in the next inning, only to give off a leadoff double to Nelson Cruz? I'm sitting there scratching my head, wondering what the heck this guy is thinking. What is his obsession with Cordero? And my second part is, I think that's going to be our biggest downfall in this postseason run is Rick Renteria. I mean, his constantly mismanaging the bullpen, I feel like, is going to be a very big issue down the line. And me personally, I can't wait till he's fired, man. I think we need someone who knows how to manage these guys.
Hold on a second. Tony, you're a diehard Sox fan, right?
Yes, correct.
You wake up on September, what is this, the 2nd?
Yeah.
You wake up September 2nd. Your dead-ass club that hasn't been over 500 since 2012 is in first place all by itself. And you are can't wait till your manager gets fired. Come on, man. I mean, you're better than that.
Listen here, Sparkles. I'm just calling it like it is, man. I think that's going to be our biggest downfall going into the postseason. And me personally, I'd rather have Ozzie back. I don't know how you guys feel about that.
I love Ozzie. I'd take Ozzie in a second.
I agree.
But we got to cut Renteria a break here. They're in first place.
Why don't you cut him a break? Wait a minute. Don't you tell me about Renteria. Why don't you keep him for the stretch run? Why'd you get rid of him for Madden? Why'd you do that? Why can't the Sox do that? What are you doing?
We upgraded.
Why can't we? Why? Tony wants someone better. What's wrong with that? How dare you?
I don't like to have somebody come on and love you, Tony, but to go, I can't wait till that guy's fired.
It's his right. Wait. Let me ask you a question.
Thank you, Jay Hood, for keeping Sparkles in check, man. That's why we love you here in the morning.
Thank you, brother.
All right, Tony, you're the man. Have a good day.
Cap, didn't you say on your own program just last week you'd rather have Ozzie Guillen managing the White Sox than Rick Renteria?
I did. I said you did what you're guilty of. But I'm saying that as you're in the middle of the season, enjoy first place rather than, I can't wait till that guy's fired. You're alone in first, for crying out loud.
There's a ceiling on the Sox success. That's why he feels that way.
Make that determination in the offseason.
That's not for you to say. Who are you? Well, how come you didn't win in 16 with Renteria? How do you think that would have worked? You'd be standing here right now talking about how come the Cubs didn't win the World Series because of Renteria. You've been butting and sacrificing your way to 3-2 wins and being in first place and then getting beat in the first round. That's why. That's why you upgraded. They saw it too. Renteria is a good baseball man. I really like him as a good baseball man. You pat him on the head for the Sox, but you got his ass out of there at Clark and Addison when you had to, didn't you? Don't start with that nonsense. You remember, I'm listening. I'm right next to you. What are you doing, pal? Yeah,
so make that decision after the season.
It's his right to say, I want to have something better. What is wrong with that? What are you, some kind of dream killer? Yes. What are you doing over there?
You guys are in first. You've been irrelevant. Literally. Like, you couldn't tell the stadium from COVID-19 stadium to regular stadiums. You couldn't tell. See. Now you're in first place. You got all these good young players. Let it play out in the offseason. You want to make a change, go right ahead. Have at it.
If I'm Brooks Boyer, I block you. I block your number after that. That's a friend of the show right there, and you're taking a shot at it.
He listens all the time.
Okay, well, you're taking a shot out of him.
I'm not taking a shot. What I'm saying
is... You're taking a shot at the attendance. I heard what you just said.
No.
You just did!
What I'm saying is, you guys...
You said you can't tell the difference between COVID-19 attendance and usual attendance at guaranteed rate.
Your team's been irrelevant. That's a fact.
I can't help that Ventura was sleeping in the dugout all those years.
So you're waking up this morning, you're in first place, you've got this vibrant young team that even people like me are preaching unity. Cheer for that team. I can't wait till we fire that guy.
You know why? Because he wants better for the ball club. You see it too.
Make that determination in the offseason.
I made a determination last few years with Renteria.
Oh my goodness.
If I wanted Ned Yost to manage my ball club, I'd get a Kansas City hat.
You'd also have a ring on. Take that.
Oh, well, that's fine. I mean, listen, broken clock is right, you know, at least twice a day. I mean, that's what happened with Kansas City. They had a charm season. Where are they now? Right?
Rebuilding.
Yeah, well, exactly right. Don't give me this. Look, if Renteria was good enough for the White Sox, how come the Cubs didn't keep him? Because they saw it. They saw they had an opportunity to upgrade. Why can't the Sox do that?
You can, but do that in the offseason. Enjoy the freaking run. You're in first. Don't worry about firing the guy today.
He's focused on 2021 just like I am. I understand it.
You might win in 2020. You got a good team. Yeah, instead of waking up in first place and going, well, this is awesome. We are in first place. We're the Chicago White Sox, and we got a bright future. I can't wait till we fire this guy. Just enjoy the run, and then you get to November, fire him if that's what you want.
We're enjoying the run, but you can't enjoy the run when you have Cordero out there with his 100th appearance already this season. Marshall with his 99th appearance already this season. You know, you can't win anything when you got bad arms in the bullpen. You're running Cordero out there like, oh, you know what? If we got to go to the bullpen, we'll go to Cordero. What'd you have, Tyler, earlier today? Has he been out there
17 times.
Well, like three consecutive outings he's given up a run?
Yes.
Maybe the guy's arm's tired. How about that? How about his arms maybe tired?
Was he pitched today?
Probably.
No doubt.
Probably.
All right, is the Bears' Achilles heel on the defensive side of the ball?
Happy New Year, Larry!
That's next.
It's ridiculous.
Yo, VIP.
Oh, no.
Let's kick it.
God almighty. God. Mike Thomas's musical chase. I swear. That's when it's 2 a.m. It's time to go. That's when the DJ puts that on to chase people out, not to bring them in.
Hey, that's our boss's playlist.
Good Lord.
We roll on a Cap of J Hood, and we're here every weekday morning at 7 a.m. for you. Got a good team. It's Hoodie. It's me. It's Jeff Meller. It's Danny Zetterman. It's Tyler Aki, and it is J.R. Strauss. It's a fun team, man.
So what's up with the Bears, man? I cannot wait for the season. We have waited for this season to start. Looks like it's going to start on time, but I'm really curious because this season will tell a great story of exactly where this team is. I don't care about the conjecture and the press conferences and the Zoom calls. I want to see it, man. Let's see if there's a difference. Will it be a difference? That's a big question.
It's a huge question. And we're playing a game, and it is the battle to break who the quarterback will be starting for the Bears in week one at Detroit. And so when you hear this sounder,
go Bears!
You get to be the 10th caller. Mitchell Trubisky's number 10, Danny's favorite player. And so if you're the 10th caller, you will get a name that Hoodie puts his big paw in a little coffee cup and pulls a name out, and you will get one. And there's some good ones left in there.
Big paw in a little cup.
The number one seed, Adam Schefter, is still in the cup.
Tommy Boy.
That's it. Tommy Boy's one of my all-time favorite movies.
It really is.
It's so good.
It speaks to me so much. Like, there's certain movies, and I'm not like this big movie guy. Sylvia and I actually are very similar in this regard. Like, I can't recite lines to a lot of different movies, mm-hmm. but I know a movie when I like it. And even if it's on USA Network on a random Sunday, I'm going to watch Tommy Boy. Just like,
so
oh,
good.
I remember that scene.
It's so good.
I know, Tyler, it's a prerequisite to be able to know everything about every movie to do sports talk. Not me.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Like, I could not ever. I think Carmen DeFalco could be a movie critic.
There's no question.
I think Yurko could.
No question he could.
Hold on a minute.
Boy, going out with Carm, boy. I'll tell you what. You go out with Carm, he gets a few in him on a Whiskey Wednesday. He'll recite every movie he's ever seen.
Like, he and I will do a bunch of movie lines at each other.
Yes.
But Carmen has the unique ability to, if it was his job, he was, the Richard Roper, the Gene Siskel that has to review. He could sit through a three-hour awful movie and then give you a review of everything. Me? I'd be fast asleep. Like, no shot.
The Rex Reed.
Like, I don't go to sad movies. Never. I don't go to sad movies.
Yeah?
Yeah, Born on the 4th of July. I'm not going to those movies. What was the really? Steel Magnolia. Like, any of them. I'm not going.
Right, Danny? No, not going, right?
I go to be entertained.
He's not going.
I go to be entertained and have a laugh or, like, a, you know, Gone in 60 Seconds, awesome. Taken, fabulous. The Rock, spectacular. Tommy Boy, Step Brothers. Those are my kind of movies.
Understood. My waters run a little deep sometimes. I like the Love and Romance also.
Yeah.
I like to watch that as well.
Hard pass here. Hard pass.
Don't like Love and Romance? What's wrong with Love and Romance?
I mean, if it's a good ending, I just, like, I'm not going to watch Marley and Me. I got three dogs. I really don't want to watch a movie about a love affair with a dog who dies.
True.
Way to ruin the end.
I mean, not going to happen. Putting a dog down is one of the most horrific things you have to go through.
I'll cross that off the Roku. Apparently, that's not going to happen now, Tyler.
Right.
So no Marley and Me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not going to happen.
All right. My big paw is ready for the cup.
All right, Raffy's in Joliet. Hey, Raffy.
Hey, guys.
What's up, brother? You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. In the history of calling in, this is the first time I've ever had a chance to be in a hopper.
There you go. You're in a hopper. Hoodie's paw is going into that hopper right now.
Hand going in the hopper. Hold on a second, Raffy. Let me see if I can pull a winner for you. Ha-ha. Albert Breer.
Burt Breer. There you go. NFL Network. MMQB. All right, good luck.
Thanks.
All right, hang on.
That's
and we
ninth seed.
We've got, hey, this sometimes is a ninth seed that springs an upset or two.
A ninth seed, yeah.
Scott is in La Porte, Indiana. Hey, Scott, what's up, Sparkles?
What's up, guys?
What's up, brother? You ready?
I'm ready, man. What's up, big paw? Give me a good one.
All right, I've got a big paw for you, pal. All right, let me go in here and see if I can get you a winner. Lou Malnati's, it's worth it, man. It's worth it. I think I've already solidified my Friday night. I think it's going to be lose. I think lose in Flossmoor or lose in Oak Lawn. Not sure yet. I'm going to choose one of the two, nice. I think. Scott, you got Peter King.
Nice.
All right.
MMQB. Outstanding.
There you go. Sunday Night Football. All right, hang on, Scott. They'll get all your info. So the question was put out there about the Bears' biggest weakness, because they did all 32 teams. Who has the biggest weakness? What is the biggest weakness on each team? And so Danny printed this up. And this was a Bill Barnwell story, who 9 times out of 10, he's got really good columns. Occasionally he has something where I think he reached, but this is good. The Achilles heel of each team. For example, the New Orleans Saints. He says, and this is only for the 20 contenders. The 20 contenders. So for the Saints, he lists their Achilles heel, who the expected starter is, and why he thinks it could be the Achilles heel that would undo that team's championship hopes. Well, the good news is the Bears are one of those 20 teams. Before 10 o'clock, we will get into this because we keep getting sidetracked talking about whatever.
Oh.
But we've got to get to Anthony Rizzo, our guy. Anthony Rizzo is going to join us next.
I don't need my glasses for that.
No.
Okay.
Anthony Rizzo with Cap and Jay Hood.
Rizzo to right. Out of here. You won, and Rizzo sends one to deep right field. No doubt about it.
Anthony Rizzo.
Rizzo in the air. Well hit. It is a grand slam. A monster shot for Anthony Rizzo.
Anthony Rizzo on Cap and Jay Hood, right here on ESPN 1000.
Rizzo, R-I-Z-Z-O.
I had money on Riz last night. I bet Rivers. I bet him to hit a homer last night, and I'm going to bet him again tonight.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He was like 4-1. Took a shot.
Try again today.
I had him. I had Edwin Encarnacion.
Yes.
And he came close.
Uh-huh.
Riz, right, not so much.
Right at the wall for Encarnacion.
Correct.
Yep.
When he hit it, I'm like, get out of here! Yeah.
But that pesky Twins defense stopped that from happening.
Did. Anthony Rizzo, our guy, brought to you by Templeton Rye Whiskey and Valparaiso University. And he joins us now from, I'm sure, a gorgeous suite in downtown Pittsburgh. Anthony, good morning. How are you? It was a late night, but you found a way to win a baseball game.
Yeah, we did. That's all that matters.
That's it.
A nice long day, but somehow the win always makes it better.
Riz, what is the difference for you between hitting first, second, or as you did yesterday, third, as far as approach is concerned?
Pretty much same approach. Just hitting third is just such a bigger comfort factor for me, in my opinion. Just what I like to do better. Done it pretty much my whole life, third, fourth, fifth, so. But as far as the approach, the same, and you know, that first inning, I get to feel out the pitcher a little bit more with the first two hitters going up. But it we scored some runs last night. It was nice.
Day of game travel, you know, that's something you do, I'm sure, in the minor leagues. I know in college we did it where, hey, man, we get in the bus, we go, we get off, we play. How did you like day of game travel where maybe get a little nap and then right to the ballpark?
It just brings you back to the minor leagues, and you just take it with what it is. And, you know, this year is so different than any other. And just, I've said this a couple of weeks ago, but we fell in love with peanut butter and jelly sandwiches again, just because it's just, they're everywhere right now. And, you know, you take it in stride, just like we have everything else in 2020.
Do you ever eat a PB&J during the game, like in the dugout? I got to get some energy.
Very rarely, but yeah, I'll grab a half of one and scarf it down real quick.
Yeah, so that's good protein, though, right?
That's it.
PBJ, I like that. Yeah, Derek, Luol Deng. Actually, you know what? Derek Rose said this about Luol Deng with the Bulls. He goes, you know, what are you going to miss most about Derek Rose? And, like, I think Derek said, I'm going to miss the PBJ. Like, Derek Rose said Luol Deng made great peanut butter jelly sandwiches.
Yeah.
That's what, not his basketball prowess.
he misses his food.
He misses the food, you know?
I was actually thinking about doing like a peanut butter and jelly review of each park and hotel, because each park and hotel, there's peanut butter and jelly everywhere. So I do kind of reviews with the guys, but Pittsburgh at the park, one of the better ones.
Now, how do you like
it?
You
need a picture on social of that.
So how do you like it now? Do you like a lot of jelly or jelly in the middle? How do you deal with the ratio peanut butter jelly combo?
Big ratio. How you spread it all, the peanut butter is big, and the jelly. Crust comes into factor. If you could eat it with the crust, it becomes a pretty big factor. And then how long it sits for, mm-hmm. the temperature. Yeah, a lot goes into the reviews.
Now I'm a grape guy when it comes to PBJ. I have at least a couple of those a week. Are you a grape guy, strawberry? How do you like your jelly?
I'm usually mostly grape, but mm-hmm. I do love strawberry as well.
Yeah, I'm a blueberry jelly guy.
See, only you. It's unbelievable, Rizzo.
Hey,
see,
St. Delphors, it has no added sugar. What do you want me to tell you?
Blueberry? Why? I mean, okay, Rizzo, does that sound odd to you or not? Like, the blueberry, to me, it's got to be just the traditional ones. A strawberry or grape with the PBJ?
Yeah, I didn't know there was a blueberry jelly.
St. Delphors, you can get it at Whole Foods, and it has no added sugar.
More than likely, Rizzo, it's a jam for Kaplan. It's probably a jam. it's probably a jam. It's so non. Does someone spread it for you? Do you do it yourself?
No, I do it myself.
Okay,
thanks.
Just ask.
Appreciate that. I've got a question about the hotel. Do you ever stay under a fake name? Is said fake name like a celebrity that you admire? Or, no, I was just Anthony Rizzo.
No, pretty much everyone has an alias, just because you get, you know, anyone can call the hotel and just start
waking you up.
Exactly. And we've had it before, years ago. So yeah, definitely every hotel has a fake name.
Is your fake name a celebrity?
No, it used to be. He should be Harvey Specter from Suits.
That's so good.
That's good. You know, Ozzie Guillen used to do that. When I was a producer, I was looking for Ozzie Guillen. I said, I got to get Ozzie on the radio show. And so I looked through the media guide and see what his all-time favorite players were. One of them was Roberto Clemente. And I rang the room. Clemente, Roberto, please. One moment. Hello. It's Ozzie. I said, Ozzie. He goes, how did you get this number? It's like, hey, man, we just want you for 5 minutes. Okay, but you better not call again, USOB. We'll put him right through. Like, so Roberto Clemente would be one of his aliases when he played.
Pretty good.
So, yeah, so that's always
good. Great. Yeah, guys always have some creative ones here on the team.
So you said a few years ago, and I think it was on with me, but it might have been to the entire media corps, hey, man, when we get this thing where we want it, I want us to look at us. They want them to look at us like the Yankees. Like, we hate that team because all they do is win. Mm-hmm. And now Danny Graves and I are going back and forth on Twitter. The Cincinnati papers are writing, the Cubs are entitled. They chirp, they this, they that. And then the bench is empty, and they zoom in on you, and you're like, I didn't say anything. So do you enjoy that you guys are now, and especially you in Cincinnati, are kind of the bane of their existence?
I mean, I think we've put ourselves in a very good position year in and year out now to be really good. And, I mean, it's when being on the other side and getting really good, it was all about taking down the Cardinals and the Pirates.
Yep.
And they were really good, and we wanted to beat them because of their run of success. But, I mean, as far as all the other stuff that comes with playing for the Cubs, it's awesome. We are a big market team, and we you know, usually have fans everywhere we go, in the hotels, on the road, at home, at Wrigley. Speaks for itself. But it's just, we're very fortunate, and to be able to be competing year in and year out is all you can ask for as a baseball player.
Anthony, we were talking earlier in the show about Ian Happ, and just like from my standpoint, whether he comes off the bench and now he's being able to be a starter for the club every day, he just maximizes his minutes. It could be a walk, a defensive play, what you saw yesterday, 3 for 6. What stands out most about your teammate Happ for you?
Just his adjustments that he's made over the years. Getting sent down last year and having a really rough go in the minors, and making the adjustment coming up last year, and continuing to make adjustments. It's really, Happ is really, like, just seeing him is, it makes me so happy, just the relationship I have with him, and just seeing him adjust, and now he's in the leadoff spot, and he seems to be thriving early, and it's just really something that he takes this leadoff spot and runs with it like he's been doing. It can cause a lot of damage in the long run.
That catch he made in center field last night, I know they scored a run because he had to slide in and get it. That ball gets by him or he doesn't catch it, you may not have won that game. That's the underrated play of the night.
Unbelievable catch. And I believe, too, Jay Hay just tried for a sliding catch that just bounced. And it was like the next play or something. Papper makes that nice play. So, it was a good game. It was I give our team credit. We, long day, rain delay, everyone stayed locked in and was ready to go.
Cap and I talked about this earlier as well, about the rain delay. Anthony, we're done with this. Like, if in 15 minutes you can't figure out whether or not you're going to get back on the field
in COVID world,
that's enough. Like, you guys shouldn't have to sit around there, especially in this shortened season. 71 minutes?
Yes.
That's enough of that. After 15 minutes, I was done. Like, okay, Cubs win. Let's move on to the next game. You guys shouldn't, during these conditions, you shouldn't have to be sitting around for an hour plus waiting for the rain. You won the game. Let's move on.
Sounds like you should be calling the league on this one.
You agree with me, right? I think you agree with me in that regard.
Coming down on the wire, though. I mean, if it's going to be a very lengthy delay, which I think I agreed for sure. But I mean, we got all these games now, especially, are so important that we can't just be, you know, giving away games just because of a delay.
Last thing for you. And you got 4 new players, potentially 5 if A.J. Ramos ends up being there. How do you bring these people into your bubble and know they understand how serious the Cubs have taken it? They have to take it that seriously. And we got to know for sure that they have been taking it serious.
I think just the professionals. I mean, we've brought in all veterans, really, have been in the league for a while, and just break them in like every other teammate. And Osich coming in last night in big situation, getting outs for us was awesome. Jose Martinez and Maven are great additions for us. So it'll be it's nice to have. It's like a new energy here for the next 3-plus weeks.
All right, I bet you last night to take one out of the ballpark. How you feeling today?
I feel great. All right. Great, do.
I'm gonna bet you again tonight.
That's what
I like to do.
That's too much pressure. That's just way too much pressure.
That's it. When he goes to the Zoom call the night after hitting two, hey Cap, you better spend some of that money on me.
You better hop on that Zoom call tonight, then.
Yeah, absolutely. You got it.
YouTube series Anthony Rizzo reviews peanut butter and jelly. I want that. I need that in my life right now.
That'd be amazing. That'd be amazing. All right, you have a good day, man.
All right, guys.
We'll talk to you. There he is. That's our guy, Anthony Rizzo, brought to you by True Relief. Buy TrueRelief.com and use the promo code CAP and Twin Peaks Restaurants. With Hoodie, I'm Cap. Back to Bears weaknesses next. My guy Hoodie makes me laugh every commercial break. You are something else, man.
It'd be great. You can't tell me that wouldn't be great.
It'd be funny. It'd be really funny. So Bill Barnwell, 20 contenders for the 2020 NFL season.
Need my glasses.
And they're 20 Achilles heels. Yeah, I need mine too.
Small type.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Danny, what do you do? Like copy and paste and then go reduce that to a one font.
No, I hit the button that says print and then I walk to the printer and take it off.
Wow. Like even with my reading glasses on, I'm struggling here. The 20 contenders. Starting with number 20 is the New Orleans Saints. As you look at these 20 contenders and you get to the Chicago beloved Bears, he has the Bears at number 3.
Mm-hmm.
Number 3 contender. How about that? I love that. Achilles heel, cornerback.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have thought it'd be quarterback. He says projected starter, Buster Screen. I don't know if I agree with that. I think Jalen Johnson starts at cornerback.
He's going to be pressing the service.
Or Kevin Tolliver.
Yeah, he's going to be pressing the service.
Yeah.
They want to see what they have in Johnson. I think he's going to be good, but you have a little growing pains there. But if you have one weakness there, I don't think it's cornerback off the top.
In 2018, the Bears had the most fearsome secondary in football. In 2019, not so much. Adrian Amos and Bryce Callahan left town, but even the stars of 2018 took a step backward. Eddie Jackson's tackling was inconsistent, and the ball hawk intercepted just 2 passes after 6 the prior year. Kyle Fuller went from 7 picks to 3. His passer allowed rating went from 63.7 to 102.0. No cornerback last season allowed more than Kyle Fuller's 942 yards against him. I would expect him to allow fewer yards in 2020, in part because teams won't throw at him as frequently. The Bears released Prince Amukamara this offseason, tried to replace him with former Steelers first-round pick Artie Burns, but he tore his ACL in August. Bears used a second-round pick on Utah product Jalen Johnson, but he's been limited as he returns from shoulder surgery. Likely week one starter is Buster Screen, who was a slot corner a year ago and might be stretched on the boundary. Little-used LSU product Kevin Tolliver would be next up. The Bears will need Johnson to play like a veteran when he gets on the field to avoid a barrage of targets to the left side.
It is eye-popping when you say that no corner last season allowed more than Fuller's 942 yards. That is eye-popping.
Correct.
For a defense that was decent last year. So it's a real interesting deep dive into the secondary of the Bears. We are so hyper-focused on the quarterback,
mm-hmm.
and who's going to run the football, the other guy on the side of Robinson, the tight end spot, but you don't want to be that team that's leaky on the back end. Fuller will be better in 2020. Can
I say that?
Because
they're going to get to the quarterback more. With
yes.
Robert Quinn, Akeem Hicks back, and Khalil Mack.
Yeah.
And Roquan back, and Danny Trevathan back. That should get you more pressure on the quarterback, makes it tougher to complete deep passes.
The dominoes will fall toward the quarterback, and the defense will be better. So, yeah, there was some pressure, but those numbers are pretty big, Cap. 942 yards, that's a lot, but I expect it to be better this season.
I also am glad Ha-Ha Clinton Dix is gone because it gets Eddie Jackson back where he's better at free safety.
Mm-hmm.
And Tayshawn Gibson at the strong. Let's get the last three contestants. And you still have some good ones in there for who breaks the Mitchell Trubisky-Nick Foles starting battle. Allen and Palatine, you ready?
I'm ready, Cap.
All right, Hoodie.
All right, Allen, putting a big paw in the little cup.
Put that big paw in and pull out the good one.
Pardon the expression. That'll be Jeremy Fowler Very good.
ESPN. He's very good on the NFL. Alan, you got it. Rob is in Glen Ellen. Hey, Rob, ready to go?
Yes, sir, I am.
Rob, I pulled out Jeff Darlington.
There you go. Rob has Darlington. Hang on. Last one is Umberto and Zion. Umberto.
Yeah.
Umberto, what's
here
up, bro?
Here we go, kid.
You ready, bro?
Let's go. Let's do this.
Oh, drop
Hold
it.
Hold on.
Dropped it. Dan Wiederer.
You got Dan Wiederer. That, for me, is one of the top seeds. I would probably have JD 1, Wiederer 2.
Oh, boy. Keep listening, because in the next few minutes, somebody is going to get Adam Schefter.
How about
That's
that?
The last
How did
one
that
in there?
Work out to be the last one? I promise we didn't fix it like that.
No, because it's on Twitch, so you know it's honest.
All right, hold on, Umberto. You got Wiederer. That's a good one.
How about that? I didn't. Obviously, you see me being honest.
Yeah,
here, like it's.
I'm looking at the cup. It's the bottom one.
You know what, Danny? You're a no good SOB. Schefter's stuck on the bottom of this cup.
He is.
Is that where my gum went from the meeting this morning? Oh, sorry, boy.
Meeting or the re-meeting?
The first meeting. I only count the first meeting.
All right, we'll pick the last one in 2 minutes.